Okay, I'm using the laptop, no phone in, so I'm going to hope for the best. So I want to do the bottom places, but we need a little bit of Divrei HaKdama to the Tosfos. I'm not sure that today we're even going to get past the Divrei HaKdama. So I'll start like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amarav, Kishem Shemitzu Lissaif, Hakotchim Shenitmu, Kachmitzu Lissaif, Satruma Shenitmes. Amatoya Bishas Biura Tehoni Mimena. So Rav says two things. He says, first of all, that there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tmeya. Just like it says in Torah that there's a mitzvah to burn Kachim Shenitmu. That's already Psukim that you have to burn Kachim Shenitmu. So Rav says that there's a din that there's a mitzvah to burn truma tmeah. That's what the Mishnah by Maimonides calls shemen streifa. Shemen streifa means truma tmeah. Truma tmeah you're not allowed to burn. Truma tmeah you're only allowed to either eat it or be soch if it's royal sicha. It's nitin lachilish diyan sicha. Truma tmeah you burn. So Rav doesn't spell out. So it says in two things. First of all, it says Rav says there's a mitzvah to burn it. And he says, number two, while you're burning it, you're allowed to be nana from the Sreifa. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shochot Tehei Lasika, Hinei Nesati Luchas Mishmeres Trumasi, Bishtei Trumas Takosu Medaber, Achas Trumat Torah, Achas Trumat Tumeo, Omer Rechmona Lecho, Shochot Tehei Lasika, Tachas Tav Shilcho. Or it's another pasuk. Anyway, the Gemara is a limud from Sukkim, Shochot Tehei, that you're allowed, during the Sreifa, you're allowed to be nana from the Trumat. That's not true by Kotshim. Kotshim are Asur Bahano. And while they're burning, you're not allowed to be nana. After it's burnt up, maybe from the gecholim, and it's rough, you could be nana from the gecholim. But while it's burning, you're not allowed to be nana. You're not allowed to put a tachas tafshilcha. Truma, the Gemara is a drasha. Truma tmei, you're allowed to be nana b'shas biyure. But you do have to burn it. So why do you have to burn it? So Rav says, kishem, just like you have to burn kotsh and tmei, so do you have to burn truma tmei. How do you know? Where did this kishem come from? What is this kishem rooted in? So Rashi says two things. It's two lashonos in Rashi. Rashi says, first of all, the damu l'kodesh, v'oid mishum takolo. So the first lashon of Rashi, damu l'kodesh. Truma is also called kodesh. There are psukim that are called truma. Truma sometimes called kodshim in chumash. So it's damu l'kodesh. Like a hekesh, I suppose. Just like Kodesh has it in the Sreifa, so Truma is Dami L'Kodesh, it also has it in the Sreifa. And then Rashi is another Lashon, Mishum Takolo. So Tosfos understands that according to Rashi, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, that it's As Takolo, then it would not be limited to Sreifa. Mishum Takolo, like all these Sreifa, and anything that's also Bano, it's a Takolo to leave it around, so you have to get rid of it. But you don't necessarily have to burn it. Basa b'chalav is also, there's a takola. You don't have to burn it. You have to get rid of it. That's the Mishnah Tmur. You have Nigbarim. You have Nisrafim. You have Nigbarim. You surely know you have to get rid of it. We talked about at the beginning of Masechta. You surely know you have to get rid of it. Maybe there's no chiyubdiko, but you have to get rid of them. So Taisha says that lefid that lashon in Rashi, that the reason why you have to burn Truma Tmeo is Mishum Takola. Then it's not limited to Sreifa. It's not like Kotchim. Kotchim, you have to burn. Truma would not be limited to Sreifa. You could get rid of it in other ways. And Tosfos adds, V'chein pirsh behegi ve'elo oivin. Tosfos says that Rashi and Elo oivin, Himsachim says this beferish. So what's Tosfos referring to? So it's not seen here. But presumably, he's referring to the Rashi Adaf Memvov Madalaf. By the Mishnah, we mentioned this Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about it, how you mafish challah b'tumo on Pesach. You have a dough, you want to be mafish challah, but after you mafish challah, you can't bake it because it's not oichel. It's truma tmeah. It's also b'achila. It's not going to be oichel nefesh. And if you're going to be mafish it and let it rise, it's going to become chametz. So that's the discussion over there, Blazer. And then, what exactly do you how you mafish it? What's the etzah? So Rashi over there asks, what's the problem? Be mafrish. Rashi asks, what's the problem? Be mafrish it. Don't bake it. Give it to the Kohen's Caliph. Truma is allowed to be given to the animal of a kind. Truma Tahira, for example, if it's not Reil Achilas Adam and it's Reil Achilas Behema, you're allowed to give it to a Behema of a kind. A Behema of a kind is allowed to eat Truma. And the Behema doesn't have an Issa to eat Truma Tmeya. There's no Issa Truma Tmeya for the Behema to eat it. So Rashi says, what's the problem? Truma Tmeya, give it to the Behema of a kind to eat up. What's the whole problem? I can't bake it because it's not a Echel Nefesh, but I'll give it to a Behema. I'll give it to a Kelev, a Kohen's Kelev. So that's not a malacha. So why can't you do that? So we'll see in a second what Rashi answers. But the Tosfos Medayek from Rashi, that you see that Rashi holds you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a Behema. Rashi gives a Yom Tovtik answer that you can't do it on Yom Tov. We'll see in a second that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to give it to Behema. It's a chil Yom Tov to give Truma Tmeya to a Behema. We'll see in a second, a very astounding and very puzzling Rashi. But Tosfos Medayek from Rashi, the very fact that Rashi asked the question indicates that Rashi holds you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a Behema. How can you give Truma Tmeya to a Behema? The Gemara says in Shabbos, we just read the Gemara, that Truma Tmeya is Besreifa. So it's like Kotchum Tmeya or Besreifa. Truma Tmeya is Besreifa. If it's Besreifa, what right do you have to give it to a Behema? That's not Besreifa. So Tosfos says, assumes, that Rashi, the Rashi in Daf Mevavim Sochem, must be going like the second Lashon Rashi in Shabbos, that the reason why Truma needs Sreifa is not because it's Dam Yilu Kodesh. Then it would have to be Sreifa Dafka. The reason why you have to be why it needs Sreifa is because Mishum Takola, you can't leave it around. So you have to get rid of it. To get rid of it, you give it to a Kelev. That's also a way to get rid of it. So the Kitzer, that's what Tosfos understands Rashi. That on the Tzad in Rashi, that Truma Tmeya is Bestreifa, is only Mishum Takola, not because it's Dam Yilu Kodesh. Then it's not limited to Shreifa. You can get rid of it in other ways as well. Maybe you can be a fire of his early ruach also. Like, why not? Or you could be cover it. It's not limited to Shreifa. It's not dafka Shreifa. But rather, however you want to get rid of it, you can give it to a Kelev. That's also a way to get rid of it. It's not limited to Shreifa. So Tosfos asks in Rashi that it's against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah in Temura, when it lists the Nisrofim versus the Nikabarim, the Mishnah counts Truma Tmeya as the Nisrofim. And the rule is that the Nisrofim lo yikavru. So you see that it's Dafka B'Sreifa, and you can't get rid of it in other ways. If it's just because Mishum Takola, Basu B'Chala is also Takola. Basu B'Chala you could bury. So why is Truma Tmeya B'Sreifa? So you see that it's not true. Truma Tmeya is B'Sreifa Dafka. So therefore, Tosfos prefers the first lesson of Rashi, that Truma Tmeya has to be B'Sreifa Dafka, because it's Dam Yilu Kodesh. Tosfos Mesupik, if that's a Derabbanan, since it's like Kodesh, so the Derabbanan, they said we should give it the din of Kodesh. Or Tosfos Atzad, Tosfos, maybe it's even a din Deraisa. With the Ikri Kodesh. Yeah, so Akoponim, so Tosfos seems to understand Rashi, that according to Rashi, that it's Mishum Takola, it's the Lishna Basin Rashi, according to the Lishna Basin Rashi, that Truma Tmeya has to be burned is Mishum Takola. And according to Tosfos, even though that's the Lishna Basin Rashi, but that seems to be Rashi's main Shita, because that's the Shita's Rashi, B'chol Mokim, M'sochem, Daf Mevov, that we just mentioned, and in Beitzah Chav Zayin, the Rashi holds, and other places, I think, Rashi holds that you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a Behema. So obviously, it's only Mishum Takola. So Tosfos understands Pshat and Rashi, Mishum Takola, then it means that it's just like any other Isra. No, you have to get rid of it, Mishum Takola. And however you want to get rid of it, it's not limited to Shreifa. Tosfos asks for the Mishnah. The Mishnah Temur says that it's Minan Nisrofim. That's a Kasha and Rashi. How can Rashi say it's only Mishum Takola and you can give it to a Behema too? But the Mishnah says Beferis that it's Mishum, that it's Minan Nisrofim. That's a Pella, that's a very strong Kasha and Rashi. The truth is also besides that, that Tosfos Havan and Rashi is difficult. Because Rashi asks, it was, as we said before, Rashi, since Rashi holds that you're allowed to give it to a Behemah, you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a Behemah. That's another way to solve the Takola. You give it to a Behemah. So Rashi has a kasha. So what's the Gemara, what's the Mishnah's problem about how you mafish challah on Yom Tov? Because you can't, once you mafish it, you can't bake it because it's not going to be Eichel Nefesh anymore because it's challah tmeah, nobody could eat. So how do you get rid of it? All right, so the Mishnah says Eitzis, Rav Eleza says that, what does Rav Eleza say? Tatl B'tzoynon. Rav Eleza says Tatl B'tzoynon. Rav Eleza says, you're not Kereshem Asher Teufa. And Rav Yeshua says, Leizehu Chomet Shemuzhornol by Rabbi Motzik. The kids, what's the whole Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is agitated. How are you supposed to be Mafish Truma Tumeya and Chala Tumeya on Yom Tov? So Rashi asks, L'shitosai, what's the big problem? Give it to a behema. Problem solved. There's no chil yom tov. Give it to behema. So what does Rashi answer? Taisus umdaik from Rashi's question. From the fact that Rashi asked the question, you see that Rashi also you're allowed to give it to a behema because it's only a takola and it's not limited to shreifa. But what does Rashi answer? So Rashi and Daf Mevav, very important Rashi's. Rashi and Daf Mevav Amud Aleph at the bottom. Rashi says, Ula sarfa ayla achila leklofa miyefsha. She ain't sarfin kotshin biyomtov. Rashi says you can't be serif it, and you can't give it to a behemo, because the rule is ain't sarfin kotshin biyomtov. So what's Rashi talking about? So the din of ain't sarfin kotshin biyomtov, that's a Gemara in Medlikin. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Ein Medlikin b'shem and Shreifa b'yomtov." We say it every Friday night. If you're Nusachashkin, "Ein Medlikin b'shem and Shreifa b'yomtov." You're not allowed to use shem and Shreifa. Again, shem and Shreifa means shemen of Truma Tumeo. You're not allowed to use it for Neiris of Yomtov. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. You mean you're going to light the fire on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, why? My time. Because you're not allowed to be served by Yom Tov. And how do we know you can't be served kachim by Yom Tov? Meaning the Gemara is asking, why isn't the essay of Sreifas kachim doicha Yom Tov? Yom Tov is only a lab. Let the essay of Sreifas kachim be doicha the lab of Yom Tov. So the Gemara has a few answers. The Gemara brings various limudim. That Sreifas Kotshim is not Deicha Yom Tov. And then the end of Ashi says that Yom Tov is not only alive, it's also an essay. If Shabbosain and an essay is not Deicha Leisein and an essay. My specific with the side is, let the essay of Sreifas Kotshim be Deicha Leisein of Yom Tov. My answer is, it's an essay and a Leisein. But Akoponim, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to burn Kotshim on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn Kotshim Tmeim on Yom Tov. So fine, now we understand. It's not Eichel Nefesh. Burning Kotshim Tmeim is not Eichel Nefesh. You're not allowed to be Nenna from it. You're not allowed to be Nenna from the Sefer. So there's no Eichel Nefesh. Elamai let an Essay be Eichel Leisesei. So that's the Gemara. That's not Eichel Leisesei. But the Gemara says that just like you can't burn Kotshim Tmeim on Yom Tov, says the Gemara that the same thing is you can't burn Truma Tmeim on Yom Tov. So that's not so obvious why that should be so. Truma Tmeim L'chayri is Eichel Nefesh. We just saw the Gemara in Shabbos Chofei that Truma Tmei, while you're burning it, you're allowed to be Nenna from the Sreifa. You could burn it under your stove. So it's Eichel Nefesh. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to burn Truma Tmei on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, why? Because you're not allowed to burn Kotshim Tmei on Yom Tov. No, Kotshim Tmei, I understand. Kotshim Tmei is not Eichel Nefesh. Esed dechaloisesei, that the Gemara addresses, not esed dechaloisesei. But Truma Tmeya, I don't need an esed to be dechaloisesei. Truma Tmeya is eichel nefesh. So why can't you burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov? It's eichel nefesh. So that's the Gemara, though. That's all it says in the Gemara. So that's the Gemara that Rashi and Daf Mem Vav is quoting when Rashi and Daf Mem Vav asks, what's the problem? Give it to a kelev. What's the problem with challah tmeah? give it to a caliph. So Rashi says, no, ain sarfin l'sarfa or l'achila l'klofa miyefshu. You can't burn it, stam, and you can't give it to a caliph because of ain sarfin kotshim be ain sarfin kotshim be yomtiv. Yeah, but hagu fatayim aboy ain sarfin kotshim be yomtiv. First of all, what does that have to do with giving it to a caliph? Giving it to a caliph is not a sheif at all. Like it's not even a malacha. And for that matter, even the sarfa, if you could be netted from the sheifa, so what's the problem? I mean, that's kashin the gemara. The Gemara says, "Now, why can't you be sarif truma tumeya? Why isn't it eichel nefesh?" So Rashi here in Pesachim is very sosum, but the Rashi, the critical Rashi, is Rashi in Beit Zichov Zayin on the base, and over there Rashi has an arichus gedolah to address this problem. What's the issue with chala tumeya and yomtov that the Mishnah doesn't know what you're supposed to do with it? What's the problem? Give it to a caliph. Then we could ask another question. Never mind giving it to a caliph. You could burn it. You could burn it and be netted from the hesek. Rashi didn't. Why did Rashi only ask about giving it to a caliph? Rashi could have asked a different question. Why didn't I just burn it? If it's shachat le'il, I seek the tachas tevshilcha. So I'll take this challah tmeya. Challah is a kind of truma. I'll take the challah tmeya. I'll burn it. I'll roast marshmallows on it. Psoichel nefesh. Something against his posha. It's a dough. You can't burn a dough. Dough's not going to burn. Maybe. I mean, I'm not even so sure. Maybe you could burn it. You put it on a fire. I think that's wrong. And Nechnami, maybe it's included in Rashi's kasha. Ula sarfa oilachila leklavim yefshir. I'm sorry, Rashi is asking both. Ula sarfa oilachila leklavim yefshir. Rashi is asking, what's the issue? What's the problem with the chal? Let's be sarfit. Rashi means the sarfa and I'll roast marshmallows on it. Or I'll be machil leklavim. Oichel nefesh. I mean, roasting marshmallows is oichel nefesh. And to be Michael Klovim, I don't know if that's Eichel Nefesh, but it's not a malach in the first place. So I don't even need a command to Eichel Nefesh. So why can't I do it? So Enfadashi, ain't sarfim kotshim biyontov. Ain't sarfim kotshim biyontov. Yeah, that's true. That's a Gemara by Memelikin. Ain't sarfim kotshim biyontov. But that itself needs a Hezber. Mele kotshim. But the Gemara applies it to Truma Tumeo. The Gemara applies it to Shem Estrefa, to Truma. So the Gemara itself is Shvera. Ain't sarfim kotshim biyontov. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Ain't sarfim kotshim biyontov. But what happened to Eichel Nefesh? Right, the Mishnah is talking about Bamei Medlikin. I want to light candles with Shem and Shreifa. That's Eichel Nefesh. Lighting candles is Eichel Nefesh. I can put them on my table. I can eat Lora on there. It's Eichel Nefesh. You light candles on Yom Tov. It's Eichel Nefesh. So what is the Gemara? So what's that? The Gemara's Shabbos altogether Shver. The Gemara says, why can't you burn Shem and Shreifa on Yom Tov? Because ain't surfing kodshim on Yom Tov. What's the comparison? Ain't surfing kodshim on Yom Tov. That's not Eichel Nefesh. But here we're talking about Eichel Nefesh, so what's the so why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? Where did Eichel Nefesh go? Maybe I'll show you the Gemara. It's a little bit Isis Machkimis. This is Bamei Medlikin. So the Mishnah says, "Ein Medlikin b'shem and shreifa b'yomtov." You're not allowed to light candles or shem and lanterns of truma tmei on yomtov. So the Gemara says, "My timer, why not? Lefisha ain't sarfin kodshim b'yomtov, because he can't be sarif kodshim on yomtov." Frektim Rabinan Emili, how do I know? So the Gemara brings pesukim l'simen ad beiker ba kosu witen lebeiker sheni. Whereas various psukim, and the ending verse is of Ashi Omar, Shabbosin is an essay, and I'm not going to go to Omar, but to the next Omar, Shabbosin is an essay, and therefore Yom Tov is an essay with a Leis essay, and the essay of Sreifas Kodshim is not Deicha Leis essay v'essay. So what's Pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara is comparing Sreifas Kodshim on Yom Tov to Shemin Sreifa, to Truma Tumei on Yom Tov. What does one thing have to do with the other? This is Eichel Nefesh and this is not Eichel Nefesh. So the emes is Pashup Pshat in this Gemara is that the Gemara is not addressing Eichel Nefesh. It's a good question. What happened to Eichel Nefesh? We're going to see how the Rishonim address it. But I don't think the Gemara is addressing it. The Gemara is not asking what happened to Eichel Nefesh. That the Gemara understands that for some reason or other, there's no problem here with Eichel Nefesh. The Gemara is addressing why isn't Esther Dechalaisa saying? Sreifas Truma and Sreifas Kachem is a mitzvah saseh. Let's assume. Sreifas Kachem is for sure a mitzvah saseh. Maybe the Gemara is assuming that Sreifas Truma is also a mitzvah saseh. So my answer is the essay of Yom Tov is not the essay of Sefer Skotchim, is not the Yom Tov. Either it's Xeris HaKosov, but by Kushen of the Sefasoi, or Rav Ashi says because the Yom Tov is a Leisa Sefer Asse. And then as Rashi says this, Rashi Minan Emili, Rashi says, Minan Emili Dain Sarfin, Dilei Mimayit Lekra, Istan Lemem, and Leisi Esi, the Beish Disoifu, Vietche, Sleisa Sefer, the Leisa Sefer, it should be Doich Lelav, at least Asakom Alacha. Yeah, some of that's Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not addressing the Eichel Nefesh to a question. If the Gemara was addressing the Eichel Nefesh to a question, then Kodshim is nothing to do with the case. The Gemara is addressing the issue that the essay of Sreifas Kodshim should be Deicha Yom Tov. So it just occurs to me now that Lechayr, if that's the case, it's Muchuch in this Gemara that burning Truma Tmei is an essay. According to the listen of the second Lashon Rashi in Shabbos, that it's only Mishum Takolo, then why is it an essay? We'll see. I know. Let's try. I just want to put that kasha on a back burner. That's an interesting kasha. The chayitz muchach in this gemara, the sreifas truma is an essay. So if it's because it's ikri kodesh, it needs to be burned because it's ikri kodesh. So it goes into the essay of ba'esh tisreifu that the old kachim tameim have to be burned. But if it's only mishum takolo, then it's not an essay. So what does the gemara b'chal want? We'll see. Maybe we'll see in a second. Akopanim, L'chayra, this Gemara, Bechal doesn't talk about why is there no din of Eichel Nefesh by in Sefer's Truma. Why can't you burn Truma and Tachas Tafshiloi? Or give it to a Kelev? Giving it to a Kelev is not even Malacha Bechal. All of that L'chayra not addressed in this Gemara. This is a Gemara about the way Rashi says. We know immediately that the Esen that Eichel Eloi say. Rashi and Daf Membov quotes this Gemara of Ein Sarafim Kodshim Yom Tov as the solution to explain why on Yom Tov, if you have Truma Tmeya, why can't I give it to a Kelev on Yom Tov? That's not a Malacha. I don't have to come out to Esed Eichel to say, the Kash is time, why not give it to a Kelev on Yom Tov? There's no Malacha involved. Or, why not burn it Tachas Tafshiloi? That's Eichel Nefesh. You don't need Esed Eichel to say, it's Eichel Nefesh. Yeah, I mean, that's the Kash in this Gemara. What happened to Eichel Nefesh? Tosis says the Kash. Rashi Sama sees in this Gemara ups and answer for that too. Yeah, so what's the pshat in the Rashi? The Rashi in the Mavav is very sussum. If we only had Rashi in the Mavav, we mamish wouldn't know what to do with it. Mamish leiminayin. He says, why can't you burn Truma Tmeya? Why can't you burn Chala Tmeya and Yom Tov? Or give it to a Kelev altogether, not a Malacha. So what does he want from this Gemara in Sarf and Kodesh Rabbi Yom Tov? The answer is that Rashi, so we have another Rashi. And the other Rashi explains what he means. I mean, the other Rashi is a Pelot also, but at least he says what he means. Let's take a look at the other Rashi. The Rashi is in Beit Zichav Zayin and Beis. So the Mishnah over here talks about, you have chalash and nitmes. The Yisrael Tarfin, there was chalash and nitmes. V'nichnas v'esem edesh v'shal. And he asks, what do I do with this chalash and nitmes? What am I supposed to... What can we do with it? So they said, not a Pesach to Kishayel, stop. Amaloy lo yazizim m'kayim, and it's muktzah. What's the issue? So Rashi explains, chalash and nitmes. Einu u'yu l'kayin hayayim. You can't give it to a kayin. Deo be'achil asur lo'ilam. Truma t'mei is also be'achil. That's out of the question. U'bahasoka o'ilasite l'kalbi b'yom tov also. What about, why not just burn it? Burn it in the, that's yom tov. Why not just burn it in the stove? Tachas tafshila. Or give it to a caliph. Zakhtar Rashi, no. Ein mevar and kodshim tmeim mina oilem be yomtov. You cannot be mevar kodshim tmeim mina oilem an yomtov. Interesting lashon. Ein mevar and kodshim tmeim mina oilem be yomtov. We'll come back to that lashon. Mina oilem be yomtov. V'yafilo yechilas behema. Even by giving it to a behema. Why not? It's not even a melacha. What's the problem? So Rashi, the kaimelon shein sarfin kodshim be yomtov. The Gemara says in Bamei Manlikin, Ein Sof and Kodesh B'Yom Tov. The Gemara Bamei Manlikin says it about Truma Tmeya too. V'lei Teima Dafka Sreifu Mishum Davar Shaloi Letzarechi. And don't say that maybe that Gemara means when it's not Echel Nefesh. Yeah, Ein Sof and Truma, Ein Sof and Kodesh B'Yom Tov. You can't burn Kodesh Tmeya or Truma Tmeya and Yom Tov. Maybe that's when it's not Echel Nefesh. Says Rashi, can't be, it's not true. Do Ein Manlikin B'Shem Sreifu B'Yom Tov Havar Letzarechi. The Gemara in Bamei Manlikin says Ein Sof and Kodesh B'Yom Tov about to explain the Mishnah that you can't light Neiris and Yomtif with Shem and Shreifa. Lighting Neiris and Yomtif is Tzarech Achila. That's a Tzarech Achila. I can't eat in the dark. And it's a Chmuch Teres. You're allowed to light Neiris and Yomtif. Afilo Hochi b'Shem and Shreifa Loi. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that Shem and Shreifa, you're not allowed to light candles with a Yomtif. And Shem and Shreifa means Shem and Truma Shem Nitmes. So why not? No, that's all the Rishonim's Kashas. Tosis in many places. Tosis. Over there in Bamei Manlikin and Tzachem Mevov and in Beitzah Chazayin and Beis, Taisus asks the question in many places. What happened to Echel Nefesh? Taisus by us in the bottom of Hayman Aleph is also going to address a similar question. What happened to Echel Nefesh? Why can't you bring Truma Tmei and Yom Tov? It's Echel Nefesh. Yeah, Taisus is going to say various things over there. But Rashi says that Rashi says it must be the Gzeres HaKosufi Shein Kodshim Tmeim Misbarim B'Yom Tov. There must be, it's a gzeres hakosuv that kodshim tmeim and not mizbar b'yom tov. I don't know where it says this gzeres hakosuv. It says even the pasuk of ba'ishti ba'ibad kosuv litnli b'ikar sheni l'sreif vasai is talking about kodshim. It's not talking about truma. Kodshim is not echel nefesh. We're talking about truma where it is echel nefesh. I don't know, somehow it's a gzeres hakosuv that kodshim tmeim and not mizbar b'yom tov. But Rashi is a hezber. It's not stam. The hezber is the Rachmana Achshava Lahavarosim. The Torah is Machshiv, the Sreifa of Kodshim Tmeim, as a Havara. The Chsiv Ba'esh Tisarif, Ba'esh Yisarif. The Pasuk says, by Kodshim Tmeim, Ba'esh Yisarif. Hilkoch Melochi. So that makes it into a Melochi. So what's Rashi saying? So first of all, what's he even saying with Gabi Sreifa? The Torah says Ba'eshi Sarf. Okay, fine. We always knew it's Ba'eshi Sarf. We knew it's a fire. But a fire is mutter if it's Torah Chachal Nefesh. Hilkuch Malachi, because the Torah is Machshav and it's a Havara. Torah Achshav al Havarosan. The Torah is Machshav al Havara. The Chsiv Ba'eshi Sarf. No, fine. The Torah is Machshav al Havara. So what? It's a Chashav al Havara. It's also, it's a very Chashav al Havara. But it's a Chal Nefesh. So Mestam of the Pshad is this is the rate. That Melechas Echel Nefesh, there's a Rabbanu Chumash this way, that a melacha soichel nefesh is not the pshat, it's a melacha, but it's mutu l'soichel nefesh. It's not called the melacha in Yom Tov. Because the Ramban is mechalat, it's melechas avoidah, says on Yom Tov, called melechas avoidah leisasu. The Ramban says melechas avoidah means a melacha that's not soichel nefesh. That's called the melechas avoidah. Melecha soichel nefesh is a different kind of avoidah. It's a different kind of melacha. It's not a melechas avoidah. So it doesn't have a shem melacha l'gabi Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Havaris Kodshim, Sreifas Kodshim, the Torah considers it to be a malacha. Since the Torah says Be'eshi Sarf, I still don't understand. What does that have to do with Be'eshi Sarf? We always knew it's a fire. Nobody ever said it's not a fire, but it's not a malacha. So I'm not, the Torah gave it a chashivus that it has the status of a malacha. Sreifas Kodshim, the Torah gave this Havara chashivus that it doesn't have the kula being a malacha sechel nefesh. It's a rachmana achshu v'lav arosan hilkach malachi. So the svar is a riddle. This svar. What is this svar? The Torah was sreifas kodshim. Rashi is saying a new pshat in the Gemara b'memadlikin. Before we said the Gemara b'memadlikin that the Gemara is not addressing the echal nefesh issue. The Gemara is just addressing the esed deichel loisase. That's what Rashi over there said. Not immediately the esed issue of deichel loisase. Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara is not only addressing the esed deichel loisase issue. The Gemara is also explaining why it's not echal nefesh. It's not echal nefesh because since. Well, I don't know. I mean, Gemara doesn't say this whole pasuk that Rashi means Be'eshi Sarf is not even in the Gemara written by Me'amalika. I don't know. It's hard to say that he's saying this in the Gemara by Me'amalika. He quotes a pasuk Be'eshi Sarf that's not in the Gemara by Me'amalika. The Gemara by Me'amalika, I think you have to say, is still only busy with the Esed Eichel Eisesi. But Rashi's bothered, but what happened to Me'amalika Nefesh? So Rashi says, no, Sreifas Kodshim on Yom Tov is not Echol Nefesh, Rachmana Achshav Alav Arosa. So it's a pel, Dober Echol, we don't understand the Svar itself. What is this Rachmana Achshav Alav Arosa? What does that mean? But besides that, even if I did understand somehow that since it says, Be'eshi Sarif, the Torah said, this Havara is so Choshav that it never has the status of a Melechas Echol Nefesh. So that explains why you can't burn Truma Tumeya. But Rashi also asks, why not give it to a Kelev? Giving it to a kelev is not a melechas, is not a havar at all. So how does that become a melacha? There's no fire, there's no anything. It's mamish. So how did that become a melacha? How did that become a melacha? So I don't know. This is an infamous Rashi. It's an infamous Rashi. Somehow, giving it to a kelev is also a kind of havar. Rashi calls it mizbar min ha'olam. That's the lashon of Rashi. It's important. Rashi in the beginning of this Rashi, the aim of, let's go back to the beginning of the Rashi. Ein u'yu l'kayin ha'yoyim, da b'achil ha'sur l'olam, u'b'hasoka l'sit l'kab b'yom tov osar, dey mevarin kodshim t'meim min ha'olam b'yom tov. B'achil ha'yoyim b'achil ha'sbeim, u'da kaim l'in sarfin kodshim b'yom tov. You see, Hadgosh and Rashi, Eim Evarin Kodshim Tmei Min Ha'olam. Giving it to a Kelev is called a Bir Min Ha'olam. Bir doesn't mean fire. Bir means consumption, to consume something. Like a fire is that's eating. Ubir Bistayacher. A behemoth eats Bistayacher. It's called Ubir Bistayacher. So any kind of consumption, a fire is also Mevar. You're not allowed to be Mevar. You're not allowed to consume. Destroy, kodshim tmeim biyomtov. Because mina olam, mina olam mevar kodshim tmeim mina olam. Somehow that's the exact kosov. Rashi has the exact kosov that kodshim tmeim are not mizbar mina olam, because the Torah was achshav alav arosan. D'chsiv eishi sarf. Apparently, Rashi holds that this svar that it's a melachri, the Torah was achshav alav arosan, is not only the beer of sreifa. Any bir min ha'olam, the bir min ha'olam of kodshim, the Torah was machshav that as a melach. And even to give it to a behemoth, we look at it as a melacha because it's not just eating; it's the bir min ha'olam of kodshim, and the bir min ha'olam of kodshim, the Torah was machshav as a melach. Yeah, Yeah, once we have this Rashi, again, this is a Rashi, it certainly needs a Hesber. I mean, there's been centuries have passed since Rashi wrote this, and I don't know if anybody wrote, I don't know if it needs a Hesber. But as I state the Rashi Chiddush, that Habir Kachim and Olam is that the Torah was Machshav as a Malacha, there's some Gzeres HaKosav, Be'eshi Sarv. It's hard to know what the Gzeres HaKosav is. And it's called the Malacha. Now that we have this Rashi, so we know that's what Rashi meant in Dachman Vav. By Chalot Meir, Rashi says that you can't. That's what Rashi said. Well, the surfer, the chilul klav of miyefshish and surfing kachshav yomtov. That's this Rashi of Yerim Beitz. But I want to focus on. I want to point out another nekuda here. Tosis had said that this sheet of Rashi that you could, it says in this Rashi that you could, that if it wasn't for Yom Tov, you can give Truma Tmeya to a behemoth. Right? And Yom Tov, you can't do it because the Torah is Machshav, it is a Achshav al-Avaroson, and therefore it's a Malacha. But if this was just a Monday night, so then it says in Rashi that you could give Truma Tmeya to a behemoth. Either Gemara and Shabbos said that Truma Tmei is, it has to be burned. Kishem, Gemara and Shabbos Chofei, that just like Kachin Tmei are Bisreifa, so too Truma Tmei is Bisreifa. So how can you give it to Behemoth? It has to be Bisreifa. So that's the Tosfos that we said before. Maybe we'll take a look now inside also. That's the Tosfos that we said before. The Tosfos says that these Rashis are going like the Lishna Bastra and Rashi and Shabbos, that the reason why you have to burn Truma Tmeya is not because it's Ikri Kodesh, but because of Takolo. Let's take a look at that inside for a second. Open up another window. Fellows, with me? It's a little bit unnerving when you talk to a blank screen.
We're with Rebbe.
Have you been looking at, have I been sharing my screen with you?
No.
Oh, this whole time I thought I'm sharing my screen and I'm not sharing the screen. Okay. So let's go back and just see it inside. Okay, now you see it? This is what I was talking about the whole time. Here it is. Beitz of Zayin Amid Beis. Right? I'm just going to read it now quickly. I just talked about it the last 20 minutes, but I want you to see it inside. So the Mishnah says, they're tarfin asked about Chalat Meya, and they told them, Yazizim Kaimi Yitz Muksa. So here's the Rashi. You can't burn it or give it to a caliph. You can't be mevar kachim tmeim min ha'olam. Giving it to a caliph is called you're being mevarit min ha'olam. I feel like the achilas behema, the kaimelin and sarfin kachim biyomtov. The din of ein sarfin kachim biyomtov means that you cannot be mevar kachim min ha'olam even by giving it to a behema. Never mind by burning it, even by giving it to a behema. Maybe only burning, because that's a malacha. But Rashi knows it's not true, because it's erchel nefesh. You're talking about Shem and Sreim, the Mishnah of Eim Alikim, Shem and Sreim of Yontif is talking about tzorech achilo. And it's normally mutter. Which is Shem and Shem and Trubim, Shem and Nitmes. The Xeris that Kosovi Shem Kodshim Tmeim is Barim. Mizbarim means Min Ha'olam. Mizbarim Min Ha'olam, we'll add the words Min Ha'olam from Rashi at the beginning. So it says in this Rashi that to be mevar kodshim in ha'olam is a malacha on yomtiv, and that means you can't burn it, even tachas tafshiloi, or for candles for illumination, and also you can't give it to a behemoth. So that's it. That's a Rashi. We just have to take this Rashi as like, you know, as it came down from Sinai, that Rashi has this notion that there's exerus hakosav that we never knew about, and that other Rishonim don't know about, that is that you're not allowed to be mevarek kodshim in ha'olam biyomtov, and that means Torah is machshivit as a malacha, and therefore you cannot burn Truma Tmeya even for eichal nefesh, and you can't even give it to a caliph. Okay. So, but besides the radical chiddush that it says over here, it also says in Rashi that if it wasn't for this melocha issue, if it was a weekday, you could give truma tmeya to a kelev. So that's totally in the Gemara and Shabbos. Let's go back to the Gemara and Shabbos that we started the shiur with. The Gemara and Shabbos said, "Omer Rav, k'shem shemitzvah lisreif kodshim shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisreif es hatruma shenitmu." The Torah says, just like the Torah says, you have to burn kodshim shenitmu, you have to burn truma shenitmu. If the Omer Torah b'shoah b'shah spirit tehenem erav, you'll have to be nana from it. Heichan Omer Torah, Rav Nachman said, "Ani nesat luchas mishmeres trumos, we take truma sakosam adab, v'achas truma Torah, v'achas truma tmeil, Omer Rechman luchas shlachot tehei lasiko tachas tev shilcha." So Rashi says, go back to Rashi. So Rashi says, where did this come from? Just like you have to burn kodesh and tumah, you have to burn truma tumah. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to burn truma tumah? So Rashi's two lashonos. First narrow line. Mitzvah lisif is hatruma shenitmi, the damu l'kodesh. That's the first answer in Rashi. The damu l'kodesh. And kodesh, it does say that you have to burn. V'oid mishum takola. V'oid mishum takola. So Taisa says, "Kachata mitzuva lisser for such." Taisa says, "Kachata mitzuva lisser for such a woman." Pirish bekuntus mishum deleisibol de takola. Ulufis times end near the lab dafka seifa. According to that time that it's as takola, then it's not limited to seifa. Elahu who adin shabir, any kind of way of being mavarit. The kach pirish behedya beelu even. And Rashi says that beferish in elu even. What does he mean in elu even? He means the gemara. He means the Rashi and dafme vav that you could give it to a behemah. The Rashi and Beitzach of Zayin of Abay is the same thing. Tosef Leinira, the Vesayif Tmurik Tani, Truma Tmeya, Takatani Truma Tmeya, Bahadiyah Nisrofim. But the Mishnah in Tmura lists Truma Tmeya as Nisrofim. So you have to dafka burn it, you can't be Mavarad in other ways. It says, Akatani Hosam and Nisrofim lo yikovu, you're not allowed to bury it. So it's a Tainan Rashi. So Tosef learns of Shad and Rashi that the reason why Rashi says in the Elu Oivin, and in Beitza, for that matter, that you're allowed to give truma tmeya to a behema on a weekday, not on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it's a melacha, but you're allowed to give it to a behema on a weekday is because the whole din of truma that you have to burn truma tmeya is only mishum takola, so it's lav dafka burning. So Taisa says, yes, but it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's nisrofim. It's not an nisrofim lo yikavru. You have to dafka burn it. Al kenir says Taisa to say for dafka, it's dafka. You have to burn it. The dami l'kodesh, like the first lashon of Rashi. Taisa doesn't quote it, but that's the first lashon of Rashi. So Mashma Tosh didn't have the first lashon of Rashi. He only quotes the second lashon of Rashi, of Takola. He doesn't even have the first lashon of Rashi. And Tosh says, well, that's only the Rabbanan. Inami midiraisim in Ikri Kodesh. So it's either Damila Kodesh or it's Ikri Kodesh. We have Sukkim that the Truma is called, like a book of Ba'ashem Shvatar, Ba'ach Yerichim and HaKadoshim, that's cool. That's talking about Truma. No. So Taisus understood Rashi in any event, that Rashi holds that the reason why Rashi holds you're allowed to give it to a behemoth is because Rashi in Eloivin and Daf Mevov and Rashi in Beitzu says that you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a behemoth because that's because Rashi's going l'shitosei in Shabbos and Daf Chofei in the second lashon, which is the only lashon that Taisus had, that the reason why you have to burn Truma Tmeya is Mishum Takola. So Mishum Takola, so you give the behemoth too. That's also Mishum Takola. I say, yes, it's against the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah and Tumura, and it's from Lo Yikavru. So first of all, it's a kasha and Rashi. What do you do with the Mishnah and Tumura? That's Tosis kasha. But I have another question. If according to Rashi, the reason why you're allowed to give Truma Tumeya to a behema is because just Mishum Takola, so that's Rachmana Achshava Lahavarosan. That's a melacha. Why is it a melacha? It's just mishum takola. It's not a mitzvah b'chal. Kodshim, Sreifas Kodshim is a mitzvah. The Torah says, Rashi quote a pasuk b'ishi sarv. Truma tmeya, I'm not giving it to a behema because of a kiyum mitzvah. I'm giving it to a behema because it's a mishum takola. For that matter, I could bury it. Taisa seems to assume. Taisa asks in the mishum tmura that says you can't bury it, but Taisa says, L'chari burying will be the same thing. No, is burying it also malacha? Somebody buries Truma Tmeya and Yom Tov. That's also Rechmona Achshava L'Havarosan. That is not true. I mean, it makes no sense. You just it's not b'chalakim mitzvah. It's just mishum takola. If there's any other way to mafar was other ruach, it's also melacha.
Rabbi, why can't you say that some beer is a malacha? I mean, that's what the Torah was machshiv on Yom Tov. Not the malacha, the malacha.
If it's only mishum takola, so it's nothing to do with Beishi Sarif. I mean, sorry, that way, it's nothing to do with Beishi Sarif. Beishi Sarif is by Kotchim. Kotchim is taka din shreifa, it's a pasuk, you have to burn it. Truma Tmeya, the only reason we have to burn it is mishum takola, Rashi says. So mishum takola, so first of all, it's really nothing to do with Kotchim. And for that matter, we can ask a different question. So what does Rav mean? Kishem she mitzvah lizer if it's a kachin she nitmukach a mitzvah. What's the lesson of Rav over here in Shabbos? Omer Rav, kishem she mitzvah lizer if a kachin she nitmukach mitzvah lizer if it's a truma she nitmeis. What does one thing have to do with the other? Truma she nitmeis, you have to burn because it says in Torah you have to burn. I mean, kachin she nitmeis, you have to burn because it says in Torah. Beis Yisarv. We have a lot of psukim that kachin tmeim, you have to burn. Truma Tmeya? Why do you have to burn Truma Tmeya? Mishum Takola. Yeah, like Basa Bechola, you have to altogether the Bas. Well, all the Nikbarim. So what does that have to do? What's Kishem? So I think the direction is Be'ekdem, in preface, the Mishnah in Temura that Tosfos quoted, we've seen this Mishnah already in the past, the Mishnah says, HaNisrofim, has all the list of Nisrofim and Nikbarim, and it says, HaNisrofim lo yikavru. The things that are Bistrefa, including Chometz over there is listed as being Bistrefa, and Truma Tmeya is Bistrefa, and of course, Orlik, Kilekar, all the Nisrofim says lo yikavru. Why not? Why can't you bury them? So Rashi says, Dilma inish osi v'ashkechulhu v'ochale. Maybe somebody will uncover it, somebody will unbury it, somebody will dig it up, and it'll be nana. So therefore, you have to burn it up. Don't bury it. Ask Avikirega, what did Rashi need it for? The nisrofim have to be burned because the Torah says that they have to be burned. All the things that are nisrofim, why are they nisrofim? Because somewhere in Torah it says they have to be burned. Beishi Sarif, Tukadeshu, every one of the nisrofim has a pasuk somewhere that says that it has to be burned. So hanisrofim lo yikavru, because hanisrofim lo yikavru, because the Torah says you have to burn it. Like, what does Rashi want? So I think the answer is that if you put all these Rashis together, the Rashi over there in Temura, then in the Nisrofim lo yikavru, because maybe somebody will dig it up. And the Rashi in Shabbos Chofei, that Truma Tmei is b'sreifel, just like Kotchim, and Rashi is Mishum Takola. So what does that have to do with Kotchim? And then you put that together with the Rashi in Beitzah, that giving Truma to a behemoth, that's called Bir Min Ha'olam. And that goes under the heading of Rachmana Achshavei Lahavarosun Dichsiv Ba'eshi Sarf. That when the Torah said that Sreifas Kodshim is a melocha, because it says Ba'eshi Sarf, the Torah gave it a chashivas of a melocha, it doesn't only include Sreifa, but includes what Rashi calls Havarosun Min Ha'ilam. That's what Rashi called giving it to a caliph. It's Havarosun Min Ha'ilam. And Kodshim, Rashi says, Kodshim are not Mizbarim min ha'olam b'yomtov. That's the Rachman Ashiva. I think the Tzir Fadvarim is, that Rashi holds, that Sreifa, where the Torah requires Sreifa by Suriyana, it's not Dafka Sreifa. It means Bir min ha'olam. Consumption. It has to be totally consumed. Now, I mean, as opposed to mefar v'zer l'ruach is not a beer because it's still around. It's just you diffused it, and now nobody's going to be able to be nana from it. But it's not like strefa. Strefa, it's totally you've liquidated it. So the Rashi holds the chaimer of Sreifa by Yisrael. When we're talking about Yisrael, it's not inside the Maisa Sreifa. It's time arbitrarily. The Torah said, do a Maisa Sreifa. You're burning these things out of Yisrael Hanah. Why would there be a Kepeda on one Maisa rather than another Maisa? The Kepeda is in how much you have to get rid of it. The Torah said that that certainly Yisrael Hanah, it's not enough to be Mefar the Mezer Leruch. You have to be sorry for it because you have to be Mevar the Menoilim. But Le'inyin Zeh, giving it to a Kelev, is also called the Bir Menoilim. And that also goes under the heading of Sreifa. Sreifa includes Bir Menoilim, as any Bir Menoilim is called the Sreifa. Now, many Yisrael Hanah, Lemaisa, you can't give them to a Behemoth because they're Osir Behanah. Giving it to a Behemoth is going to be a violation of being Nana from it, especially if the Behemoth is Mizanaisi Olav. So kachim l'mashal, kachim t'meyim, or maybe other reasons. Kachim t'meyim l'mashal. You're not allowed to give kachim t'meyim to a behem. It's tamkas, not allowed to feed it to a behem. It's a bizarre kachim. And basar b'chalav, you can't give to a behem because it's your b'nene. At least if it's your behem. So as a practical matter, many times the only way to be mevar something in a olam is b'sreifa. But by Trumat Meyo, you could be Mevarat Min HaOlam by giving it to a behemoth. That's because there's no, even Trumat Meyo is Shulchot Ha'il HaSikot HaChas Tav Shulchot. It's not Osir Banah. The Shas, while you're destroying it, you're allowed to be Nenah from the destruction. So by Trumat Meyo, you're not limited to burning it. You could give it to a behemoth too. Giving it to a behemoth is also a Bir Min HaOlam. It's still a Kiyam of Sreifa. So Mela, that Rav said, Kishem Shemitzel Lissav Kachem Shenitim, Kach Mitzel Lissav Tumishim Shenitmes. And Chorot Shvel, if you ask you, what's the comparison? Truma you're allowed to give to a behema. So you see, it doesn't have to be Sreifa. The answer is, it does have to be Sreifa. But Sreifa in Rashi's world means Bir Min HaOlam. Kishem Shemitzel Lissav to be Mavar Min HaOlam Kachem Shenitim. Now by Kachem Shenitim, Dafki can only do Sreifa because you can't give Kachem Shenitim to a behema. It's a Bizarre Kachem. But that's a side issue. But be'etzem, the din sreifa is to be mevarat min ha'olam. So likewise, truma. Truma also has the same chaymer that you have to be mevarat min ha'olam. But mevarat min ha'olam, you could give it to a behemoth too. And therefore, I think when Rashi says, the damil ha'kodesh v'oid mishum takala, even on the tzad that is mishum takala, it's not actually not, you can't bury it. Why can't you bury it? The Mishnah says in Tumur, Tosi asks in the Mishnah in Tumur, the Mishnah in Tumur says, Beferish, Hanisrafim lo yikavru. The answer is, Hanisrafim lo yikavru. You know, maybe we'll start with the Mishnah in Tumur, and then I'll come back to this Rashi. The Mishnah, Tosi asks in Rashi, the Mishnah, or Rabbi Kregar asks in Rashi, the Mishnah says, Hanisrafim lo yikavru. So Rashi says, because somebody's going to dig it up. Yes, Rabbi Craig, what do you mean somebody's going to dig it up? The Torah says that you have to burn it. What do you mean? What do you have to have any further reasons for? You have to burn these things, and astrophically cover, because in Torah it says you have to burn them. The answer is the Torah says burning is labdafka. You can give it to a behemoth too. I mean, sometimes you can't do it for side reasons, but be'etzem, burning just means bir min ha'olam. It's a chaymer in the Yisrael HaNoah that you have to be mevarat min ha'olam. So Rashi explains, and why isn't burying just as good? Just like giving it to a behemoth is just as good, so burying it should also be good. What's the? So the Rashi explains, no, the hakbod of the Torah by nisrofim. My boss of the chalav, you're allowed to bury it. Somebody's going to dig it up. Who says I have to be worried about that? But those who say, no, when the Torah said you have to burn them, the kapeid of the Torah was that somebody shouldn't be able to dig it up. That's like a time of the Kor. Hanisrafim lo yikavru, because the kapeid of Sreifa, it's not an arbitrary. Rashi learned that it's not an arbitrary orla, you have to burn it. It's a mitzvah, it's a procedure that you have to burn it. You have a ceremony. You have to burn orla because the Torah is makabed and nisrahanov orla. The Torah is makbid the Sarnov Orla. Bury it. It also gets rid of the Sarnov. No, the Torah is makbid not to bury it, because if you bury it, it's not 100% guaranteed. So the Torah said that when it comes to Orla, you have to add kede kach be mevarat, that there should be no possibility of digging it up. That's good for the Pshat and Sreifa. If I get the Mishnah and Tumur is the key to Rashi. The Mishnah and Tumur that Yisrofa and Yisrofim lo yikavru, it actually explains that maybe because somebody will dig it up, it's a havon in the hold in Sreifa, that whenever the Torah says it in Sreifa, the kpeid of the Torah was not in Sreifa Stam Kimilsu B'lai Taimba. The kpeid of the Torah is you have to be surfeit so that nobody should be able to dig it up. The mail it's poshut the Rashi that the Gedi is not Sreifa per se, it's Bir Min HaOlam. And that's the Rashi in Beitza, Bir Min HaOlam. Bir min ha'olam is giving it to a behemoth also. In those cases where it's shaykh to give it to a behemoth. Sometimes it's also, well, no, you can't give it to a behemoth. But in those cases where it's shaykh to give it to a behemoth, giving it to a behemoth is also bir min ha'olam, just as good. And it's a kiyum of mitzvah shreifa. And therefore, it also has the rachmana achshav v'lahavara. So Rashi says, mitzvah shreifa, the shreifa's kachim, the Torah gave it a chashiva, said it's a malach on yom tov. You're not allowed to do the bir min ha'olam of kachim on yom tov. The Torah said the bir min ha'olam of kachim has a chashivus that it's also to do on Yom Tov. It's a malach, it's also to do on Yom Tov, and that includes even giving it to a behemoth. Because giving it to a behemoth is a kiyum of bir min ha'olam, and bir min ha'olam of kachim, that's the mitzvah's kachim, and the Torah said that that's a malach on Yom Tov. Yeah, that's a chiddush of Rashi, that's called the malach on Yom Tov. Yeah, but not so easy to understand, but a kapanah, that's what it says in Rashi. So Rashi, understand, that's what Rashi, when Rashi is v'oid mishum takola, Rashi doesn't mean a gzeir d'rabbonin, he doesn't mean stama d'rabbonin of takola. For d'rabbonin of takola, why should we walk home in the basa b'cholam? Basa b'cholam, you don't have to burn. That's Tosfos Kashya, the Mishnah Temura. The Mishnah Temura says in the Sofer, it has the kapeid of lo yikavru. If it's only mishum takola, so why is lo yikavru? About it, Rashi, when Rashi is v'oid mishum takola, he means, I'm not even sure if it's a lishna, but if it's two lishanas in Rashi, maybe it's all one lishan in Rashi. I mean, there's a little bit. There's a different way we could say this. This for oid mishum takola. Maybe it is a derabbanan, but midrabbanan they said that it has the chaymer of kachim le'inyan that you have to burn it dafka mishum takola. Or maybe Rashi still going with the dami l'kodesh. Rashi saying it's not stam that it's dami l'kodesh. It's dami l'kodesh that it has the chaymer mishum takola of kodesh. Any day exactly. Taisim Rashi didn't even have this for oid mishum. It's just mishum takola. Doesn't have the whole Dadami Lukaidish in Rashi. There's only one lashon, Mishum Takola. So, but I'm saying the Havon of Mishum Takola is, it's not Stama Derabon and Chazal didn't want you to be Niskal in Truma Tmeo. They don't want you to be Niskal in Basu B'Cholav either, but you can still bury it. And here you can't bury it. Because what Rashi is saying is that Truma Tmeo has the Chaymer of Kodshim Shenitim, and Kodshim Shenitim will have to be burned Mishum Takola. And that precludes burying it, but it does not preclude giving it to behemoth, because giving it to behemoth is the same as shum takol. So it's a kiyum of shreifas. It's a kiyum. Giving it to behemoth is a kiyum of shreifas of shreifas truma tmeah. It's a kiyum etzim of shreifas kodesh. Okay, we ran out of time. Okay, everybody should be well. And we'll...
Shabbos, Shabbos.
Yeah, I want to go through, this is just Rashi, I want to go through the Tosfos in Shabbos, in Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav, and the Tosfos in Beit Zichov Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos has his own take on why you're not allowed to burn Truma Tmeah Yom Tov. What happened to Eichel Nefesh? Tosfos not bothered why you can't give it to a behemoth. Tosfos holds you can never give Truma Tmeah to a behemoth. Straight for Dafka. That's Tosfos Havon and Gemara and Shabbos. But Tosfos is still, but the Eichel Nefesh issue, that's what Tosfos is busy with, and that's going to plug back into the Tosfos by us. Okay, big you say this here. Carlton.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The Mishnah, or I don't know, the Gemara, and the way explained it says,